Recently, time code from OBK was changed to allow for more time sources beside the well-known NTP. The possibly simplest method is setting the open beacon time to the time of the device you are using to access the GUI. This is already an OBK code, just not enabled. Setting device time to browser time. If you define enable time PM NTP in obkconfig.h, your GUI will show an additional button set clock to PC time, which will set the time to the time of your PC tablet. This is done once, and the accuracy depends on your device. My LN882H seems quite good. In half a year, the drift was only about 5 minutes. If you set it regularly, you can keep it even better. But of course, there are more things to present. Using a DS3231 RTC. Also already present is a driver for the DS3231 RTC, a cheap possibility to add a battery-powered RTC chip, which can set the time EE on startup. It's enabled in obkconfig.h with comma define enable driver DS3231. Useful in case the device has no access to another time source, e.g., when there's no internet and hence no NTP possible. An important hint if you have one of those cheap battery-powered devices like this one. The circuit is designed for a rechargeable battery. If used with a common CR2032, this might blow up your cell, or maybe even worse. You can easily test if VCC is connected to the battery's plus over a 200-ohm resistor and a diode. If so, I suggest to simply remove the resistor to protect your battery. If your hardware is clear, you start the driver with the optional argument will define if and when the open beacon time is set to the RTC time. 1. This will set the device time to RTC time once on startup. 2. The device time is regularly, every minute, set to the RTC time, so RTC is master clock for the device. To set the RTC, you can use the two commands DS3231 set time, hours, minutes, seconds, day, month, year. E.g., DS3231 set time 1950-01-13-825. DS3231 set epoch, epoch since 1970. E.g., DS3231 set epoch 326-987-9540. If you are using a Linux PC, you might set the RTC via wget:https/yourdevice.ipaddress.daymonthsetepoch DS3231 set epoch plus date nep u plus s. Here's a picture of an ESP32 with DS3231 on pins 25, SDA, and 26, SCL. So I am starting the driver with the set device's clock to RTC time once on startup of driver. Using GPS as time source, Neo 6M driver. If you don't have or don't want your device to get the time via internet and NTP, I made two pull requests for additional time sources, GPS and DCF77, a German long-wave time signal radio station. This is actually present in PR1890. For the devices with a usable UART, you can use my Neo 6M driver. It will decode the NMEA statements from the device and allow you to set the device time and even latitude-longitude in case you are using sunrise-sunset calculations. The modules are quite cheap, 2.5 to 3 euros on Ali, and you need to connect the Neo 6M RX and TX to the device TX and RX. Here an example with the module connected to BK7238 module. Needs flag 26 for me, so Neo 6M TX is connected to P1 and Neo's RX to P0. You have the following arguments too. Baud rate will use the integer as baud rate. This requires Neo 6M was set to this baud rate permanently before. It will not send any command to Neo 6M. Set clock will set the OBK time to GPS time if Neo 6M is locked. Set lat long will set the OBK latitude longitude to GPS values if Neo 6M is locked, and enable time sunset sunrise is defined. Usually the GPS module will send a lot of NMEA messages every second. This would need a lot of buffer for the parser. So on startup, the driver will send the command to disable all messages except RMC. We will only parse $GPRMC lines. If you have the possibility to set the Neo N6 permanently to only this output, you would only need the R on the OBK side. You might read and set the module via UCenter software, available at https://www.ublocks.com, or use the recently added save CFG argument to start driver. not tested too much, but works okay here.